Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Disenlightenment, Politics, Horror, and Entertainment is a nonfiction essay collection by playwright, screenwriter, and essayist David Mamet. Published in 2025, the book gathers his reflections on politics, culture, entertainment, and the moral atmosphere of contemporary public life. It is best understood as a polemical and reflective work rather than a systematic treatise. Combining cultural criticism with autobiographical authority, drawn from Mamet's long career in theater and film. The book addresses familiar Mamet concerns such as power, manipulation, audience behavior, ideological conformity, and the gap between public rhetoric and private reality. Based on available descriptions, it also ranges widely across subjects from war and love to death and success, using brief argumentative essays to comment on modern American society. Readers approaching it should expect strong opinions, sharp phrasing, and a distinctly contrarian view of current political and cultural trends. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Mamet uses the essay form to connect politics, culture, and private experience. A central feature of the book is its loose essay structure, which allows Mamet to move quickly between subjects rather than defend a single thesis in a conventional academic way. That flexibility matters, because the book is less about proving one argument than about showing how he sees different parts of life as connected. Politics is not treated as isolated from entertainment, theater, or everyday behavior. Instead, each area becomes evidence for a larger claim about human motives, performance, and persuasion. This approach reflects Mamet's identity as a dramatist, since the essays often read like compressed stage monologues in which observation and judgment are tightly intertwined. The effect is to make the book feel immediate and personal, but also confrontational. Readers are not invited into neutral analysis so much as into an authorial worldview shaped by decades of writing for the stage and screen. That gives the collection its distinctive voice, even when the arguments themselves are contentious. Secondly, the book frames modern politics as a struggle over power, manipulation, and moral language. Another major theme is Mamet's suspicion of contemporary political discourse. The available descriptions suggest that he sees public debate as dominated less by principled disagreement than by systems of manipulation, status seeking, and ideological performance. Political language, in this view, often disguises rather than clarifies motives. This is consistent with his earlier nonfiction, which criticized institutional conformity and what he regards as the manipulative habits of modern elites. In The Disenlightenment, that skepticism appears to extend across the partisan landscape, but especially toward progressive orthodoxy and the cultural habits associated with it. The significance of this theme is that Mamet treats politics not as a technical field of policy, but as a moral drama in which people signal virtue, fear exclusion, and adopt slogans that flatten complex reality, whether readers agree or not. The book offers a clear explanation for why his essays are often combative. He believes public language has become detached from truth and therefore demands resistance rather than accommodation. Thirdly, entertainment and theater serve as key models for understanding human behavior, because Mamet is one of America's best-known dramatists. The book gives unusual weight to entertainment, performance, and theatrical practice. That is not a decorative side interest, but one of the book's analytical tools. He repeatedly returns to the idea that audiences, actors, directors, and producers reveal larger truths about attention, control, and expectation. The stage becomes a way to explain social life, since both rely on timing, staging, concealment, and response. Descriptions of his writing indicate that he can move from a detail of theater behavior to a broader claim about society with little transition, suggesting that he views performance not as a niche subject, but as a model for understanding modern existence. This matters because it distinguishes the book from ordinary political commentary. Mamet is not simply giving opinions about current events. He is interpreting politics through the habits of dramatization that he knows from professional life. That gives the collection a sharper sense of form and audience psychology than many books in the same category. Fourthly, the collection argues that contemporary culture is marked by confusion about authority and truth. A recurring implication of the book is that modern culture has become less capable of distinguishing authority from performance and expertise from social signaling. Mamet appears to treat this confusion as one of the defining features of the present age, linking it to education, media habits, and public morality. The title itself suggests a reversal of Enlightenment ideals rather than expanding clarity. Culture may be producing a more fragmented and emotionally driven public sphere. This is why the book can touch subjects as varied as social conflict, institutional decline, and the atmosphere surrounding public controversies. The underlying concern is not only that people disagree, but that they no longer share stable criteria for evaluating claims. Mamet's essays therefore operate as cultural alarms, warning that language and institutions have become less trustworthy. Even when his examples are provocative, The larger issue he raises is recognizable what happens when a society loses confidence in common standards of truth and allows rhetoric, identity, and spectacle to do too much of the work once done by reason. Lastly, the book relies on provocation, compression, and aphoristic judgment rather than balanced consensus. Stylistically, the Disenlightenment is shaped by Mamet's preference for compressed, forceful, and often provocative prose. The book does not aim to sound moderator encyclopedic. Instead, it advances through short bursts of judgment, analogy, and pointed comparison, which gives it energy but also makes it deliberately argumentative. That style is important because it matches the book's purpose to unsettle complacency and force readers to confront assumptions they may not notice in more balanced writing. At the same time, this approach has limits. Because the essays are polemical and highly compressed, they can sacrifice nuance for impact and may persuade only readers who are already open to Mamet's worldview. Still, the method is part of the book's identity. It is not trying to compete with academic social criticism or policy analysis. It is trying to combine wit, skepticism, and theatrical instinct into a compact critique of contemporary life. That makes the collection distinctive even where readers dispute its conclusions. In conclusion, The Disenlightenment Politics, Horror, and Entertainment will appeal most to readers interested in political essays, cultural criticism, and the later nonfiction of major American playwrights. It is especially relevant for those who want a strongly authored perspective on modern politics and media rather than a detached survey of issues. The main value of the book lies in its voice. Mamet writes as a dramatist who sees public life through the lenses of performance, deception, and audience reaction, which gives the essays a sharper theatrical intelligence than many books in the same category. Readers who follow debates about ideology, institutional trust, and the cultural meaning of entertainment will find plenty to examine here, even when they disagree with its conclusions. What sets the book apart is not neutrality or comprehensiveness, but force of perspective. It blends memoir-like authority, social criticism, and rhetorical punch in a way that makes it more personal and more combative than a standard political essay collection. For readers willing to engage a provocative argument, the book offers a clear example of how Mamet applies his dramatic sensibility to the wider world. If you would like to support David Mamet, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.